Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tanya Mosley. Either you or someone you know has broken their smartphone.
Hey, why didn't you get me from the hospital? I sent you like 100 texts. Jerk.
Jerk? What? Oh, hey, they're coming in now, sweetie.
Wait, you fell off your bike? Went to the hospital. You broke your arm.
That's an ad from T-Mobile featuring Bill Hader. We've all been there. There's a glitch in the call function, app shuts down. All of a sudden, whatever it is, you probably had to schedule an appointment with Apple or Samsung or Microsoft. Or maybe you had to pay a lot of money out of pocket to get it fixed. But what if you could fix that glitch on your phone all on your own? Lawmakers across the country are racing to get digital right-to-repair bills passed, including right here in Massachusetts. Joining us now from the Boston Globe is Hiawatha Bray, technology writer for the business section of the Globe. Hi, Hiawatha.
Hi.
So you wrote about these digital right-to-repair bills in your column in the Globe this week. What exactly is this, and what would it do?
Well, yeah, basically, it's very simple in its concept. It is that if you make an electronic product that can be repaired and that your company ordinarily repairs, you will make available the tools, parts, diagnostic software, whatever kinds of equipment you need to repair it, so that others can buy that exact same equipment and offer repair services independently of you. It's exactly what the auto industry now has to do. And remember, for years, there was this huge controversy. Independent repair shops said that they didn't have full access to all the parts, equipment, software, etc., needed to fix modern cars because the car companies wouldn't share that. They fought tooth and nail, but here in Massachusetts in 2012, referendum passed that established the I'm pretty sure it was the first in the country, right-to-repair principle in Massachusetts law. Car companies had to provide that stuff to any company willing to pay for it. And once it was passed in this one state, the car companies threw up their hands and said, great, we're going to do it nationwide.
That's right.
And so now, if you need that information, you can get it. Well, there's a movement afoot to try to do the same thing with digital devices. Now, early on, you said people could fix their phones themselves. I don't think anybody's going to fix their phones themselves.
There might That's be not some really folks, the, some tech folks.
There might be some.
Yeah.
But the main thing that people are interested in is making it easier for independent shops to get all of the equipment, know-how, software, et cetera, that they need so that they can fix it. And that means there are far more places where you can get your devices fixed. They will have far higher quality equipment and standards. They'll do a better job, and the price of getting repairs will go down.
So I'm embarrassed to say, but I've broken my smartphone over the years like 5 times, and I've taken it to these companies like iFixit instead of the maker of the phone. Now, how does this work, and is that legal?
Oh, it's quite legal. It's just that these companies basically had to teach themselves how to do it. Here's what iFixit does. They buy everything on the market they can get their hands on and deliberately tear it apart. They videotape it and they analyze in great detail everything you have to do to put it back together. And then they write manuals on how to do it. They have to reverse engineer everything because Apple, Samsung, etc., doesn't provide that information. They've done it for about 7,400 items out there. But as I point out in my column today, this year alone at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, 20,000 new products were introduced. There's just no way that this is the satisfactory solution to this problem. What you need is some way that you can get that information from the manufacturer whenever the manufacturer wants it. And it's not just smartphones, too. If you read the column, which of course you did, you notice that I lead off with an example of a state legislator in Nebraska that is pushing this, and she was not brought into it because of her smartphone. It was because of her $300,000 tractor for plowing her cornfield.
Yes, so let's talk about this. So it started with this tractor owner who wanted to be able to fix her equipment when it was broken. Tell us a little bit more about her story.
She and her husband farm 1,000 acres in Nebraska, and they have a combine made by a company called Case IH. It costs $300,000, but to fix it, you have to have special diagnostic tools that plug into the systems, to the tractor's computer systems. You cannot fix it without this. Now, people have been complaining about this in the farm industry for years now. The most famous example is John Deere. Traditionally, farmers often fix their own equipment, but they can't because they cannot even plug into the tractor and access the software. And John Deere has warned them that if they try to reverse engineer it or hack it, they would be in violation of copyright law and could even be sued for doing it. They say you must come to an authorized John Deere dealer to get anything fixed. And it's been driving farmers crazy. And that's what started this in Nebraska. But then they said, hey, while we're at it, let's do it for smartphones too and everything else. And so Apple gets on a plane and goes to Lincoln, Nebraska and starts talking to the senator and says, hey, we don't mind you're doing it with farm implements, but leave phones out of it. Write a little section of the bill that exempts smartphones.
So that was my next
way.
That was my next question for you. What are these big tech companies saying in response to this proposed legislation, not just Nebraska, but in all of these other states as well?
That's right. Well, they're saying that it could conceivably make it easier for people to hack. They were telling this woman, the senator I talked to in Nebraska, Nebraska will become a mecca for hackers. I mean, you just imagine all these people in hoodies getting off the plane in Omaha. It's amazing. And they're saying that hackers will be able to more easily break into the phones. They're saying that these people will do bad work, that the phones will burst into flames, that people are better off bringing their stuff to authorized dealers that they approve of. But of course, the auto industry made the same argument about right to repair with cars, about how it wouldn't be safe to get your car fixed at just any repair shop. But people have been doing that forever. And now it's easier to do it because all the data is provided to the mechanics and there's no sign that it's hurt consumers at all. But yes, the major consumer electronics organizations are all opposed to this. They don't want this to happen.
So you mentioned the law that passed here in 2012 and how it really reformed the nation. It followed the automakers adopted Massachusetts standards nationwide. What
That's
is
right.
your sense of the likelihood of these bills passing? And then really like the greater sense, if they pass, say, in all of these states or even just one or two, what the significance of that could be?
Well, personally, I think you'll see the same thing happen, because if they have to do this, if they have to have the parts available for others to buy just in one state, why not do it nationwide? If one state does it, first, there's going to be the issue of popularity. This is going to be a popular measure. It's probably going to pass any place it really comes to a vote. Sooner or later, it will be enacted into law, and then other states will do it. So if it catches on in one state, it'll probably catch on in others. And if it catches on in any one state, they're going to have to do it anyway. So I think they'll just go ahead and say, oh, what the heck, let's go for it. I think that's why they're flying out to Nebraska, because they're thinking, oh, no, this could be the state.
So this could happen very soon for us where we
soon, but yes. It would make our lives better. It would make it easier and cheaper for us to keep our products in working form. And I just can't think of a good argument against it.
Hiawatha Bray is the technology writer for the business section of the Boston Globe. He wrote about digital right to repair in his column Today in the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thanks. Been a pleasure.